Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brian, and welcome to episode 4 of the Brian Kenny podcast. This is a podcast which you're probably used to by now. I'm using it as a tool or a mechanism to learn from what's been going on in my life in the past. I basically brain dump what's happening, and then I'm going to use it to reflect and look back on it in a couple of months' time, and hopefully I'm progressing and becoming a better person in both my business, personal life, and pretty much everything else as well. So, point number one for this episode is that beer is killing me. I've drastically reduced the amount of beer that I have or how often I go out. But I recently went out on a bit of a mini corp night out on Friday night, and I feel so unproductive. It's insane. I feel like I can't do anything. I'm not giving my family the best. I'm not being in any way productive. I just feel completely tired and exhausted. And, you know, the overall return on investment for that night out, it's just not worth it. So I've always grown up in a mentality or in a society in Ireland where you would think that the majority of kind of chilled out conversations or relaxed conversations happen inside a pub. And I understand where that comes from. There's a stigma against it or whatever, but realistically, it's you need to carve your own way of getting that kind of stuff done, be it in a coffee shop or be it you go out and do something or go for a walk or whatever. I need to kind of stop latching onto this idealistic dream or whatever it is in my head of thinking that if I want to have a chilled out conversation with somebody, it needs to happen in a pub. It absolutely doesn't. I need to move on away from it, get more productive, get lots of things done, and be a happier person. Because when I'm staying away from alcohol, I'm more energetic, I'm happier, you know, just things progress. So I'm dropping it straight away. Point number two is that I've realized that I am very hands-on as a person. When I want to try something new, like open a marketing section within MiniCorp or start vlogging or anything like that, I need to go through the pain of it myself in order for me to create a really good product or to know what I want from a third party or somebody else to go and help me to achieve that. And that's a really big deal. It means that if I'm really hands-on and I don't want to put things through a company that I own or am a part of, it's not scalable and it's going to cause hiccups and pains in the future. I need to get better at having really good people around me who are also hands-on a little bit, but not overly, and so that we can still create amazing things, but it's not hindered by the fact that I want to run through everything myself before I put it out in front of everyone. So I've noticed this when I've been hiring a videographer or hiring a new identity designer for MiniCorp. It's my time and my schedule that's causing the slowness of me making a decision there. It's not the people or what I want to go and achieve. So I need to address that. Okay, point number three is that following up means action. So those around me will know that I tend to go to a lot of meetings. I sit with people over coffee, over dinner, over lunch, over whatever. And the amount of meetings that I have is great, and I feel that there's action that's coming from them. But what I've noticed is sending a really simple follow-up email or follow-up text or whatever after that meeting has happened means that I've logged what's happened, and then I've also instigated what are going to be the next step to progressing or getting something of substance from that meeting. So I'd highly encourage other people to do that as well. It's turned out to be really beneficial for me, and it's a really simple task. Point number four is pointless meetings. So a byproduct of having a lot of meetings or finding your kind of line in the sand of what you would call a great meeting and a not so great meeting is that you need to see the polar opposites of each other. And I've noticed that in my calendar, although there isn't a lot of it, there are some pretty pointless meetings. And I'm not talking about the ones where, you know, you expect to have something come out of the meeting every single time. I completely disagree with that. I prefer to think of things in a very macro level or in a long-term level where everyone that gets to meet me or I get to meet them, they learn about who Brian Kenny is and they learn about what MiniCorp is or what different products I'm involved with. And I would see that as a success. Even though I don't get something from that person straight away then and there or even over the short-term time, I do get to know that more people are aware of MiniCorp, more people are aware of me and what I'm doing. And whenever the word startup or product is uttered, you know, maybe Brian Kenny will come to mind, and I would see that as a win. It's the other side of it, where you know that within this meeting, they're not getting who you are, they're not getting what you're about. If you were to ask them, okay, tell me about MiniCorp, they would probably get it wrong, or that you're not being beneficial to them either, you know, that maybe they're looking for something that you just can't deliver. And I'd prefer to come up with some better way of doing a mini due diligence on the meeting before the meeting happens. You know, phone calls tend to take less time, but they can go on for longer. There's something within that space that I need to figure out. I'm trying desperately to claw back as much time as I can from my calendar, so that instead of it being in phase one, which is where you're kind of planning out what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish, I need to get more phase two time, which is where your head is down in a laptop and you're actually creating action. You know, you're moving things forward, you're writing a line of code, you're sending that email, you're sending that invoice. I need to vigilantly go through my calendar, go through upcoming meetings, and figure out how to navigate that better. Point number five is that I've realized that exercise provides two things to me. Those of you that know me pretty well will know that I've never been into exercise at all. It's just something that would not agree with me. I would have that, you know, fast food sandwich. I would have whatever. I never really took my body or my health that seriously. But over the last 2 or 3 months, you know, Steve and the other guys in MiniCorp will say, hey, you're Brian, you're on your health buzz or whatever. And I totally am, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, that health buzz has provided two big factors for me. It gives me time to reflect on what's happened that day. This podcast is as well. But that time to kind of go piece by piece through the different opportunities that are on your plate and to make some things happen, or just to really mull them over and let them ferment in your head for a bit, has been instrumental in making great decisions for me. And point number two is that it's providing me with more energy, which is crazy because I never actually thought that that's how it works, but apparently it is. That the more that my body gets fit and healthy and I'm feeding it the right things, my body is almost becoming, you know, faster. It's becoming more fine-tuned. It's becoming, you know, I honestly don't care about the physical appearance of my body, if I'm completely honest, but the fact that I'm getting better sleep, more energy, doing things in my life that I've always wanted to do, it's an all-around winner. And the more that I talk about point one on that alcohol, which is poisoning my body and removing all of those things, means that I need to focus on this point five of more exercise, eating healthy, but not to a point that the time is taking up more than what I want to spend on other things. I know that sounds really vague, but for instance, I know I need to get exercise on a daily basis, but I also have high priorities of my family, spending time with my daughter, doing things in MiniCorp, hanging out with Lee and watching Netflix, whatever. And I need to make sure that all of those priorities are taken correctly and I'm getting it right. But it's an equilibrium, it's a balance. And I don't think I'll ever arrive one day at the answer and go, okay, I got it down. But the more that you kind of coax out and spend the time to figure it out, the closer you get to where you want to go. Okay, so that is episode 4. Hope everybody enjoyed it. I know that I said that I was going to start to answer some questions. Other big things that are happening is that there is a vlog that is now on YouTube once per week. Please go and check it out. If you just search for Brian Kenny, you'll find me. Hit the subscribe button, hit the notification button, do all that wonderful stuff. You'll see my trips to London. You'll see my trips in MiniCorp. You'll see everything basically around my life. And that is it. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I will answer questions very soon. Hit subscribe, whatever, on podcast land, be it iTunes, things, make things happen. I love you all. Have a great week.